We're back now at 7:44 with more of our special series, Silent Warriors. It's our exclusive look at the lives and the training of U.S. Navy SEALs. Known for their physical grit and determination, NBC's Chris Jansing discovered that's not the hardest part of the job. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Well, one thing you learn very quickly at SEAL training, it's not always the biggest or baddest looking guys who make it through. Since 9/11, SEALs have been the go-to operatives against Al-Qaeda, the Taliban. They're experts on urban warfare. To do all that, SEALs have to have a very high level of mental toughness, and their training is designed to weed out the weak.
In a darkened room in Coronado, California, a blackout hood comes off a Navy SEAL. He has to react to any threat that faces him quickly and efficiently. It's a critical test of mental toughness.
You might be getting hit the second the hood's off. You might be feeling a blow from an adversary. The hood room forces a SEAL, much as he does when he's on any kind of combat mission, to be in a situation that he has to do the right thing.
Back up, back up.
For SEALs, mental toughness is the number one indicator of success, and they build it through constant training challenges. It could be instructors trying to break a young recruit.
What are you smirking at, you little punk?
Happy to be here, instructor!
Shut up.
Or a scuba drill disconnecting the air supply to see who will panic. Or testing mind over matter to endure brutally cold water in Alaska. Even training that is mostly physical, like the obstacle course, will often have a mental toughness component.
This cargo net obstacle, for example, isn't just an issue of are you fit enough to climb it, it's also 40 feet high, so there's a little issue of vertigo.
The Navy has been doing cutting-edge research on mental toughness, developing a written test that helps weed out candidates who aren't likely to make it through training.
For the first time, to my knowledge, we're able to predict from the neck up, some of the science of mental toughness, as it were.
And they're studying ways to control the human response to high-stress situations.
Panic, fear, doubt. The minute we teach our candidates to be able to control that, their confidence goes up because they don't have the same fear response you and I might have.
Now that research and experience is being shared with U.S. Olympic psychologists, how does a SEAL on a mission, how does an Olympian in a gold medal moment make years of training come together when it counts most?
I think there are things that are similar in terms of how we have to be primed and ready for an elite performance opportunity.
Get it together. One.
Members of the Olympic water polo team even came to Coronado and were put through some mock Hell Week drills. After 4.5 hours, they were exhausted.
So often the difference between winning and losing is just a fraction. And so we were looking for whatever little piece we could grab.
On the playing field and the battlefield, using mental toughness to come out on the winning side.
There are actually two former Olympians on SEAL Team 1 and another currently in training. Both SEAL instructors and Olympic coaches told me that what they all have in common is mission focus. And actually, the SEALs are now looking at certain kinds of athletes when they recruit, and Matt will have more on that tomorrow.
No panic on your part on the rope ladder thing?
Once I got to the point where they said, you know, stop, we want to shoot this, and I looked down, big mistake there. And there are a lot of people who freeze at the top, really physically fit guys. Once they look down 40 feet, that's it. They can't keep going.
They would have had to chopper me out
of
there.
Could you do it?
No. I don't know. Not the top, no. Chris, thank you.
Sure.
Up next.